From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. The United States Senate Armed Services Committee met Tuesday to discuss the reappointment of Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford Jr. to be chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. During the hearing, Dunford was asked for his assessment of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, given the statements back and forth between its two leaders.
Well, the political space is clearly very charged right now. We haven't seen a change in the posture of North Korean forces. We watched that very carefully.
President Donald Trump says the United States is totally prepared for a military option in dealing with North Korea. And on Tuesday, his administration imposed sanctions on 8 North Korean banks and 26 bank executives. President Trump has also announced he will visit Puerto Rico next Tuesday after Hurricane Maria devastated the island territory last week. The White House announced that it would increase funds to Puerto Rico to assist with debris removal and emergency protective measures, including direct federal assistance for 180 days.
I have directed all relevant departments and agencies to assist in the response and recovery effort.
Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello tweeted that he had briefed the president on the situation on the ground and thanked him for his quick response. Saudi Arabia will allow women to drive for the first time, according to a decree issued by the country's king. State media reported Tuesday that the royal decree, which called for the issuance of driving licenses for men and women alike, Saudi Arabia is currently the only country that forbids women from driving. The state news agency reported that the order will go in effect June 2018. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for stories, videos, news, and more. This is VOA News.